Okay, let's get into Perek Beis of Sefer Ezra. Perek Beis, which is a long perek, it's the list of families that went up in the after the call of Koresh to go build the Beis HaMikdash. This is the list of families that went up. But we'll see, there's what to talk about here, even though this is just a list. Ve'ele b'nei HaMedina. These are the people of Bavel, Ha'olam Yishvi Agola, that went up. Asher Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel LeBavel. That from the group that Nebuchadnezzar exiled to Bavel, V'yashuvu Yerushalayim V'Yehuda Ish Le'iro. And they returned to Yerushalayim V'Yehuda Ish Le'iro. The Malbim says, Yerushalayim was the goal. Then they went to Yehuda, but they came back to be spiritually connected to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it says Yerushalayim first. Afterwards, they spread out to go to the places that they that they had to go. That's why the Lashon of Yehuda. V'b'chutz ha'chashuvim shadiber behem kan, haya ikar ma'alacham liYerushalayim. U'misham ispashtu b'Yehuda, v'b'chutzim haya ikar ma'alacham liYehuda lagursham. V'lechein amar pol liYerushalayim b'Yehuda b'lo lambin. Hayichus v'sham in Nechemya, we have a parallel pasuk. It says Li Yerushalayim v'Li Yehuda, because some went to Yehuda straight. Ish Le'iro, they all went back to the cities where they came from. The Gemara in Chulin tells us they didn't go back to every single city. They didn't go back to every single city. The Gemara in Chulin tells us that some of the places that they were in for the first Beit HaMikdash, they purposely did not go back to in the second Beit HaMikdash. Fascinating. That's what the Gemara says here in Chulin, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. Har Bekrachim Kavshim Oli Mitzrayim Velo Kavshim Oli Bavel, many villages and cities, the Oli Mitzrayim, in the first Aliyah, they conquered, and they did not reconquer it by Oli Bavel. Why? Ksavar Kedusha Rishona Kishu L'Shaita Velo Kishu L'Asalavo, because they held that the original Kedusha was Batel, and therefore these areas did not have Kedusha Sa'aretz. V'hinichum, and they left them, Kedesha Yismuchu Aleim Aniyim B'Shvias, so that the Aniyim will have a place to eat during Shemitah. Why? Because during Shemitah, there's nothing plowed, and when things run out, things run out. But here, in this way, if they don't go back and conquer, so that these lands don't have Kedusha Shvias, they will be able to work the lands in the normal way, and they will be able to give Lekka Chicha Peya Meiser Oni to the Aniyim. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. V'lo Ratzel Lahachzer Kedusha Asa, Kedesha Mutter Lachrosh V'Lizrao Hashem B'Shvias, so people would be able to work the land there. Sheinu Heges B'Chutz La'aretz V'Yisbuchu Aleim Aniyim Lito Lekka Chicha Peya Meiser Oni. The Rambam seems to have a different shot of what the reason is, Kedesha Yismachu, but that's in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, but that is Rashi's pshat. So here we go. Asher Ba'u Im. Who were the leaders? Those are listed first. Zerubbabel. Who is Zerubbabel? So Zerubbabel Pashas is the a scion of the family of David HaMelech. It was already forecast, right? If you look in Haggai, in Perek Beis, there's only two prakim in all of Haggai. So if you look in Haggai, in Perek Beis, it already broadcasts and forecasts that he was going to come and be the leader. Vayidavar Hashem Shenis El Chagai Be'esrim Barbala Chodesh Lemar Emar El Zerubbabel Pachas Yehuda Lemar. Go see the Zerubbabel. Ani Maris Hashemayim Ves'Ares. I'm going to shake up the heaven and earth. Va'fachti Kisei Mamlochus Vishmadati Chozek Mamlochus Agoyim. I'm going to destroy this government. Va'fachti Merkava V'Rochveha V'Yardu Susim V'Rochvim Ishbechar V'Achiv And Ekachachaz Zerubbabel Ben Sha'altiel Avdi Nu'um Hashem, V'samticha Kachosam, Kibucha Bacharti Nu'um Hashem Tzvakos. He chose you, so Zerubbabel is going to continue the Davidic dynasty in Bayesheni. Yeshua, according to the Ben Ezra here, is Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. So right here, you have the Melech, and you have the Kohen Gadol. Nechemya, according to many, this is Nechemya. If it's Nechemya, that means he was here, and then he went back to Babel, and then he came back later on. Unless it's a different Nechemya. Siraya, Re'elaya, Mordechai Bilshan. So what's Mordechai Bilshan? So we assume it's one name. Mitzvah Stav, it says Shem Echad. Mordechai had nickname named Bilshan. What is Mordechai Bilshan? That's the Gemara in Meseches Menachos talks about from the word Lashon. From the word Lashon. The Gemara says there, based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Mishnah in Shkalim, that there was somebody named Psachya who was in charge of Kinim, the Kinim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Zeh Mordechai. His nickname was Psachya. V'lama nikra shom Psachya she poseach dvarim v'darshan. He would interpret and open up drushes and understanding of Torah for people. V'yodea b'shivim lashon. And he knew all 70 languages. Says the Gemara, Kula Sanhedrin nami adi shivim lashon. All the Sanhedrin knew 70 languages. Right, so what's so unique about Mordechai, Damar B'Yochanan, Moshivin Sav Mitzan Hedrin, Ala Bali Chachma, Bali Mara, Bali Koma, you have to be wise, you have to be Bali Zikna, Bali Kshafim, Yodim, Shivim Lashon, right? So that a Sanhedrin could hear directly from the Edim. Ella dahavi bayo lishne vidarish. Not only did he know the languages, but he was conversant in the languages, and he could mix them up and talk. Bayo lishne vidarish v'hainu desiv Mordechai bilshan. Bilshan from bayo lishne. He was able to combine languages. He was an expert. That's how we know about that's how we overheard the assassination plot in the Megillah. But that is the Gemara Menachas Daf Samachay. The Rambam has an interesting lashon when the Rambam quotes this Gemara about the Sanhedrin knowing the 70 languages. The Rambam says v'shihu yodin rov halashonos. Rov halashonos doesn't say all. Perek Beis Halacha Vav of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Kedei Shalotei Sanhedrin Shamas Bipi Amaturgamon. The Kesef Mishnah says Mishum Dedaver Zarhu Lihimatzi Misha Yada Bekoshevim Lashon. Very unusual to find someone who knows all 70. So you should know. You should know Rov. The Lechem Mishnah. Even though the Gemara says Avishu Gemara Amru Vishiyada Bishivim Lashon. Because Rabbeinu Rov Vishla Dakte Kimi Lashon Bishivim. Bishivim, midelo amar shivim, mashad yodim bimiksa shivim sagi. As long as you know some of them, but that's in terms of bilshan. The Gemara talks about interestingly here that here in this list you have Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Soraya, Reelaya, Mordechai. Mordechai is number 6 on the list. If you look in Nehemiah in the parallel pasuk, he's number 7 on the list. He's one down. The Gemara in Megillah says that maybe after the story of Purim. After the story of Purim, he went down slightly in the eyes of the Chachamim. That's the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Megillah. The Gemara says on Tez Zayin Amabez, that's the last pasuk in the Megillah. He was Ratzui L'Rovechav, L'Rovechav V'lo L'Kalechav, Malamicha, Pirshim Yemenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin were Porish from him. Some of them. Why? Because they thought that maybe he should be less involved in politics and more involved in Torah. Batami Divrei Torah V'Nichnas L'Srara. That was the, that's what Rashi says. And the Rav Yosef also says there, Godol Tam B'Torah Yosami Yatzalas Nefashis. Greater is Tam Torah, more than Atzalas Nefashis, because originally Mordechai was listed as number 5, and then he's listed as number 6. Why, what happened in the middle? It must be that he was involved in the politics. Ay, it's Pikuach Nefesh. Must be Godol Tam B'Torah. The Ben Yoyada says, what do you mean, Pikuach Nefesh? Everything is Doche. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche everything. So he suggests, maybe it was not during the Purim story, then it was Pikuach Nefesh, and he had to be involved. But maybe after the whole Nes took place, then he should have given up the position. He stayed because he thought maybe this would prevent any future danger. And maybe that's what many of the Sanhedrin felt, and many of the people. But there were a few mixed Sanhedrin felt otherwise, and that's what Chazal get from the slight lowering of his name on the list. Good, so we have Reelaya, Mordechai, Bilshan. We did talk about Zerubbabel even. Zerubbabel, we did mention that he was a descendant of David HaMelech. Some say, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daflam Ches, that Zerubbabel is Nehemiah. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden on that Gemara says, it can't be. Look in our Pasuk. It's listed as two different people. Right? It's not, it can't be. So there are those in Chazal that say he was Nizra Bebavel. But the Rambam has them as Zerubbabel and Nehemiah as two different people on his list of the Baalei HaMesorah, of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and the Barbanel, and most assume it's two different people, but that Chazal connect the two. Mordechai Bilshan, Mispar Bigvai, Rechum Bana, Mispar Anshei Am Yisrael. These were all the list of the people who were Chashev, Anshei, Anashim, Rashi, Halol Bnei Adam Gedolim, Vachashuvim Hayu. And now we have the entire list of people, of families that came back up. Or Schwab points this out, that it's amazing. These were simpletons after this first list that came back, and they're for posterity forever and ever. They're in Tanakh. Why? Because they were Moser Nefesh for Eretz Yisrael. They were living a comfortable life. Most of the Jews did not come back. 43,000 plus, as we'll see, but most of them did not come back. But they're put here because this is a challenge. It's a challenge that most of the Jews then failed, and seemingly. But he says, however, they might have had some proper kavanas, but however, says Rabbi Schwab, they are immortalized here by name because these people were extraordinarily selfless in their desire to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. They sacrificed their quite comfortable lives in what became the Persian Empire under the benevolent King Koresh for the ideal of living in Eretz Yisrael. In the proximity of the Beis HaMikdash. Under Koresh's government, the Jews were respected and highly regarded, and many became very wealthy. Their return to the poor, ruined, and desolate Eretz Yisrael was therefore an act of Mesiras Nefesh, self-sacrifice in the highest order. This was especially remarkable because they knew that in Eretz Yisrael there would be danger from enemies, the Kusim, the Shomronim, and yet they were still able to come, and that's why their names are all listed here. Here they go. B'nei Parosh. So we have the families of Parosh. Alpai and Mea v'shivim v'shnayim. So the families and the numbers of the families. 2,172. There are differences, slight differences between the list here and the list in Nehemiah. The different Mefarshim kind of gloss over the differences. The Mitzudis there in Nehemiah says maybe it was there it was the more inclusive number by the time, not just the people that came at once, but the what the families looked like towards the end. B'nei Shvatia, B'nei Arach, all these families, B'nei Pachas Moav, L'B'nei Yeshua Yoav, Alpayim, Shmon Meos, Shmein Masar, a number of these families we know from Maseches Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus talks about how a number of these families were the ones who were donated, were had the Karban Eitzim, and had the holidays of the Karban Eitzim. That's what the Mishnah says in the beginning of the fourth parak in Tainus. Be echad ben Isam b'nei Arach ben Yehuda, b'nei David ben Yehuda, b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda, right here, b'nei Parosh. We had b'nei Arach, we have this here too. B'nei Yonadab ben Rechev, Zatu ben Yehuda, Zatu is going to be here. Right? These are families that are mentioned from here, and they're mentioned there in the Mishnah, because all of these were those that came up. They decided they were going to donate wood for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they always had that privilege. B'nei Elam, B'nei Zatu in Pasuk Tes, B'nei Zakai. You ready to see the name Zakai in the in Halacha and in the Jewish nation? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Zakai might have come from this family. Beba, Adoni, come. All the different names that are listed here. Chush, Chashum. Some of them are listed by family. Some of them are listed by the place where they used to be and they were going back to. The Malbim says, if there were families from all different places that were coming together, so it was listed by the family name. But if they all were just from one place and they're going back to that place, then they're listed separately. For example, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Anshei Anatot. May of Esr Mishmona, the people of Anatot, that was an ear of Kohanim. Of course, that's where Yirmiyahu Hanavi was from. Anatot. So 128 of them came back. The Ibn Ezra points out that if you look in the Yalkut, and in the Psukim, even before that, if you look in the Psukim and Yirmiyahu, the people, as we know, were very upset at Yirmiyahu in his lifetime. They threw him in jail, they almost had him killed, especially the people of his own city, the people of Anatot. And the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, in Perek Yud Aleph, that they were cursed. They were cursed. Hashem cursed them. Komar Hashem Tzvakos to the people of Anatot. Yabin Ezra says, Habachurim Yamusu Bacherev, B'nei Manasim Yamusu Barav, She'eris Lotielahem, Ki Yamavi Ravan, She Anatot, Shnas Pekudasam. That's it. They're going to be done. But here you see there are 128 of them. It must be, says the Yabin Ezra, Achemia Kabbali Yadanu, Sheshavu, La'el, Teram Yom HaPakita. It must be they did Shuvah. They did Shuvah because before they were totally decimated. Ubala Gzer Me'alehem, as at least some of them, the Gzer was in his batel, Vinishru Mehem Kuf Chavches, and some of them came back. Again, the power of tshuva, the power of changing a gzera that the Navi said, like Rambam says, a gzera l'ra can be changed. If there's tshuva, so here's a perfect example. There was a gzera, they're all going to be wiped out, and they were saved because of tshuva, like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tshuva, the beautiful Lashon, that what is about tshuva? Tshuva is merachik rechokim, emesh, the Rambam in Perek Zayin. Emesh ha'yizah, sanui lefnei amako, mishukat, meruchak, to'eva, disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. V'hayom hu ahu v'nechmad karov yedid. And now he's very close. He's very close, and that applies. V'chimet sheshav v'galuso nomar b'zrubav obo v'yano shem ezvos echad zrubav v'enshaltil avinu m'shem zadicha k'chosam, the pasuk that we read before. So again, the power of tshuva is reflected in the Anshei Anatot. Azmaves, unusual lashon, kiryat arim, michmas, nevo, elam, lud, right, all these different lashon phrases and families. That is all the up through pasuk lamed hey. So all those are the Yisraelim. And now we have Pasuk Lamed Vav, Hakohanim, right? Up until now, it was for the ones from Yehuda and Binyamin, and now we are going to get to the Kohanim and the Levim and the Nesinim. So Hakohanim, B'nei Yedaya, L'Beis Yeshua, Tshameos, Shivim, Ushlosha, B'nei Imer, V'chula, B'nei Pashchur, B'nei Charim. There are four families here of Kohanim. Yedaya, Imer, Pashchur, and Charim. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainus, 4 out of 24 families came. We know David and Shlomo and Shmuel, they split up all of the Kohanim into 24 families. But why? For the Mishmaros, they each worked 2 weeks out of every year. Everybody worked on Yontif. But they didn't come back. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara in Tainus Chav Zayin, Arba Mishmaros Alu Ben Agola. Right, you don't need the Gemara in Tainus for this. It's the Beit Farish Pasuk here in Ezra. So 4 Mishmaros went up from the goal of Elohim, Yedaya, Charim, Pashchor, Ve'imer. Just these 4. Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneihem. So the Nevi'im at that time got up, Ve'chilkum, Ve'hamidim, Aleshem Arba. They split up into 24 groups. They split up into 24. Each family was split up into 6. Balalum and Asnum, Ba'kalfi, and then they put them in a Kalfi. I mean, what's the order? Who's going to go first? Who's going to go second? So they did that. Ba Yedaya, Vanot Achalko, Vechel Chaver of Sheish. Yedaya took 6 portions. Charim took 6.
and Pashkur and Then the Neviim said, "Shafilu Yoyariv Rosh Mishmar Zola." Even if the other Mishmaras come back, well, Yidachi Yidayim Imkomo. No, they won't be nitche. They won't be nitche. You want to join them? Maybe you'll join them, but they won't be nitche because of the Mesiris Nefesh that these four families had. So that was the Kohanim that are listed here. Then we have the Mishorim, Pasuk Mem Aleph. We know the Leviim have two or three jobs. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Gimel. It's also the Mitzvah Saseh, Chinuch, in Shin Tzadi Dalet. But the Rambam tells us, Zera Levi Kulo Muvdal Yavodes HaMikdash. The children, the Zerah, the descendants of Levi, are separated to do the Avodah in the Mikdash. Shenamar ba'esahi av hivdol Hashem eshevet ha-Levi. U'mitzvah zaseh lios Leviim pinuyim u'muchanim la'avodas ha-Mikdash. It's a mitzvah zaseh for the Leviim to be ready to and be open to do the Avodah in the base of Mikdash. Bein ratzu, bein shalo ratzu, whether they want to or not. U'ben Levi shekiro lav kol mitzvah Levi achutz midavar echad. If a ben Levi rejects one area of his Avodah, in makablan osa. Avodah shalahen, what do they do? To shomrin as ha-Mikdash. Shmira, as is described in Midos and in Tamid. V'shiyu behen sho'arin, and they're the gatekeepers. Liftoach sha'ari ha-mikdash, u'la ha-gift la-sosaf, to open the gates, to close the gates. V'yu mehem mishorin, the singers. Mishorim and mishorim, that's right here. Pasuk mem aleph, we talk about the mishorim, and pasuk mem beis, the sho'arim. Shor al-karban, the Gemara talks about that if you do one, you're supposed to do one, you do the other one, not good, not allowed. And what's the shirat they sing? They sing, I'll call olas atzibur, hachova, v'ashal miyatzeres, beis nisachayayin. But this is what they do, they sing and they do the gate. So that's what it's, has the whole list here, the mishorim. B'nei Asaf, 128, B'nei Sho'arim, B'nei Shalom, B'nei Atir, B'nei Talmon, Hakol, Mea Shloshim Etisha, 139. But if you add them all up, the Levim are 341. The Kohanim, 4,289. Why were there so many more Kohanim that came up than Levim? Right? The Levim is the whole Shevet. There should be more Levim than there are Kohanim. But if you look at Rabbi Schwab, and he points out that, you know, it goes to even today. Right, even today, right, but the Levim didn't go back. Maybe they weren't as excited because they don't do such ikar parts of the Avodah, not like the Kohanim, so a lot of them stayed in Bavel. That's what we're going to learn later on, that Ezra even fined them. They didn't come back. They're like, okay, you're not going to get my Sarishon. He took it away from them, as we'll have to talk about based on the Gemara and the Pesukim. But Rabbi Schwab points out here, despite the fact that originally there were many more Levim than Kohanim, the small number of Leviim returnees might account for the fact that even today, in many congregations, there are many more Kohanim than Leviim. Some congregations are even hard-pressed to find a Levi for Kriyas HaTorah. The Leviim are very little. Where are they all? Why didn't they come back? So one might say, it's just like the rest of it, Bnei Yisrael. They didn't come back because they were comfortable. They weren't so excited to do the Avodah. There is one other point that we might mention. There's a Yalkut in Tehillim on Al Naros Bavel that talks about when the Leviim were sent into Galus by Nebuchadnezzar, they were on Naharos Bavel, and Nebuchadnezzar said, play for me some of the songs you used to play in the Beis HaMikdash. And they were so distraught, and they didn't want to play, and they were going to be forced to play instruments. So what did they do? They bit off their thumbs, and therefore they mutilated themselves, and they couldn't play. And they said, Eich nashir, ashir Hashem alam asnechar. How can we sing? We can't. The first kina on Tisha B'Av, the first kina we say in the morning, alludes to this. Nuptsu etzbos. Forgot the exact lashon. Al nahar pras. That's an allusion to this medrash. But again, that also might be why there were less Levim, because if they couldn't do what they were supposed to do, so that's why they couldn't come. But either way, most of them didn't come, probably for their fault, and that's why Ezra was konis them, as the Gemara talks about in Maseches Yevamos and elsewhere. So we have the list of the Kohanim, the Mishorim, the Sho'arim, the gatekeepers, and then the Nesinim, major Machlokas, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Ran, all the Rishonim, the Nesinim go back to the Givonim in the days of Yoshua, right, a nation that we were supposed to drive out, and they faked, and they made a covenant, B'ta'us, but we kept it, so there wouldn't be a Chil Hashem, so that what's Daraisa, what's Darabanan, big discussion, is it Issa Daraisa to marry them, is there an Issa Darabanan to marry them, the Rabbanan definitely did something, did it have to do with marriage, did it have to do with Avdus, that's a discussion, Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Elul Naris, the third paragraph of Ksubis, but either way, then Nesinim came back, B'nai Keros came back, Levana, B'nai Chagav, continuing all the families. Pasuk Nun Hey, B'nai Avdei Shlomo, right, the descendants of Avdei Shlomo, which was also a discussion. The Rambam discusses in Hilchos Yisurei Bia that they didn't accept Geirim in the days of Shlomo because everybody wanted to be a Jew. So there might have been some families that didn't have pure Yichus, and that's here in the Pnei Shlomo. We'll talk about that B'Hashem more in a minute. Ve'elu Pasuk Nuntes, Ve'elu Olim. These come up from Tel Melach, Tel Charsha, Kruv. What are all these unusual words? So the Gemara and Darshins and Kiddushin Daf Ayin, these are all alluding to different types of illegitimate or unknown Yichus families. Tel Melach are Mamzerim. Charsha is from the word Cheresh, is an Asuf, a Shtuki, you don't know who the father is. Asufi, you don't know who the mother is. All of these came up. The Gemara tells us that Ezra HaSofer knew that all the great Gedolim were coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and there was going to be nobody left in Bavel. So if you leave everybody in Bavel, all the families of Yichus will get mixed up, the good Yichus, the bad Yichus. So Ezra took everyone of questionable Yichus, he took them with him, so that he would be able to keep an eye on all of them. And that's the Mishnah, the last parak in the Kiddushim. Asara Yuchsin Alumi Bavel. Asara Yuchsin Alumi Bavel, that is what's mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes, and that is why, and the Darsha from these Psukim, that's why Ezra took them. V'lo yachlu lahagid beis avosam v'zaram, people who couldn't tell who their families were in Yisraelheim, if they were from Yisrael, he took all of them with him. And the Psukim continue, umi b'nei ha-kohanim, b'nei Chavaya, B'nei Akos, B'nei Barzilai, Barzilai Agaladi, the one that was close to David HaMelech, who we said that we should take care of. Elu Bikshu Ksavim Mesyachsev Alonim So. Some of these families tried to find their Ksav Yichus because they were questionable, they couldn't find them. V'yagolu min HaKuhuna, because they weren't able to be Kohanim, they kept them away from the Kahuna. The Malbim suggests maybe there were two different families of B'nei Barzilai, Yisraelim and Kohanim. And that's why there was a question. Vayomar Tirshasa Lahem. Hat Tirshasa said to them. Who's Hat Tirshasa? Chazal say Tirshasa is Nechemya. Chemya. Why was he called Tirshasa? That's the Lashon of drinking. Rashi quotes. Shehitiru lo chachamim lishtoz yayin nesach shal akum. Al asher hayav mashke lamelech. He's called Hat Tirshasa because he was able to drink because of then with the government he was able to drink. The Mishnah Zohar here discusses whether Isurei Acholos Asuras have something inherent about them that's Matamtim Belev or not. Nafkamina, if you drink it B'makam Ones, this is a perfect example. But either way, Tirshasa says to them, Asher lo yachlu mikashi hakadashim, these questionable families of Yichus, you can't eat kachim. Could you eat Truma? That's a discussion, Machlokas, 2 days in Kiddushin, on Daf Samach Tes, Ad Amod HaKoran Lo Urim Metumim, until the Kohen comes to the Urim Metumim, until we could ask the Urim Metumim again. Machlokas Rishonim, what was the Urim Metumim? Was it a piece of paper, a cloth with Shem Hashem, that's Rashi and the Ramban? Was it the Choshen itself? That seems to be the sheet of the Ramban. But until the Urim Metumim comes and could tell us, you know, who's a Kohen, who's not a Kohen, then these people who are questionable cannot eat from the Karbanos. Also interesting, this pasuk seems to say that we're going to use the Urim Tumim again, B'Yimos HaMashiach, right? Like Rashi says, it's like when somebody says, you can't do this until Mashiach comes. But the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Malachim, that we are going to use the Urim Tumim in the future. Kol HaKol Ke'echad. So everybody altogether was Arba Ribo Alpayim. What is it? 42,360. Not too many. Milvad, a very small percentage. Very small percentage. Most of the Jews stayed in Bavel. Milvad, Avdam, Amosam, Ela. There were also Avadim that came with them, and the Mishorim, and it lists off the animals, and the Kalim. So this is all the people, and the types of people, and the categories of people, and the names of people that came back during the first call of Koresh to go back to build the second base Hamikdash. Okay, we will stop here.